The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 28th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health by focusing on accurate, up-to-date, fact-checked health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of Waffle House in East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing moderately well. I'm about 8.3 on a scale of 1 to 10.
You're what now?
8.3 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Turn my earphones up just a little bit. There you go. Number 3. There we go. That's perfect. Thank you. So you're doing really good.
That's pretty darn good. I don't need to be at 10 all the time.
Who is it? I don't know if that's a 10 all the time. If you tell me you're a 10 all the time, you're a liar.
That's what I tell people, because there are some of them are like, I'm 10, like an auto response. But I said, no. Yeah. So you can't really be a 10 unless you're a 2, because you have to go through peaks and valleys in life in order to have a contrast of what's good against what's not good.
So here's my scale. You've got your 0 to 10. I'm good, which means I'm good. I'm good, which could mean I'm not great. Mm-hmm. I'm good, which means it's horrible. Things are going terrible, and I'm miserable. And I'm good is like I'm probably going to live the next 24 hours.
That's right. That's
so I'm good is my range. That's my range. That's fantastic, isn't it? It's pretty easy to deal with me, though.
It's actually the norm, because you're not being honest. You're being not authentic.
Well, you don't need my honesty. You don't really. People that want me to give it. If I were to say 4, would you have time in your world to stop and care why it's a 4? You wouldn't. Look at you smiling. You'd be like, why the hell are you telling me it's a 4? Just tell me it's an 8, listen, like everybody else, and move on.
I have 60 seconds for almost every human being, okay?
Okay.
So you got to do it in 60 seconds.
All right. There you go.
And who knows where that may go. But no, you're right. Majority of people, I don't like it when people ask questions that they don't want the answer for.
Right.
So I do not answer when they say, how are you doing? They don't have the time.
Right.
And they don't really care, because they're busy themselves. They have a lot of issues.
They may have in a 3-day.
That's right.
Because here's the other thing I'll say, and then I'll give it back to you. I was kind of giving you a little bit of grief. But also, I respect people that can be having a 3, but ask and care about other people who may be having a 9. It's one of the hardest things to do is to care about someone else when you're having a bad moment. To me, that is a sign of maturity, and that's a good thing. If I can care about you and you're having a fantastic day and I'm in the middle of a malaise or not good stuff, that's good stuff.
I think that's someone who's done work on themselves. Yeah. There's no doubt. And this healing medicine, when you are down and you are able to still have compassion for others, because if you can have compassion for others, you can have the right amount for yourself, because some of us are sabotage our own life because we're not very kind to the person in the mirror.
Right.
No, we're not. Not at all. Hey, I want to tell you, I am so honored that I finally have made the Super Bowl in my world.
Oh, okay.
And it came out of the clear blue. I mean, I am now probably a celebrity.
I'm all in.
I want to tell you how this all happened. You know, I talked about it last week. Portofino, love that restaurant now in East Ridge. You know, they moved to that new double story.
Yeah, I live right there next to it. It's awesome. Yeah.
And I get my great, you know, hamburger steak, my protein, my broccoli, my salad, pour olive oil on it.
Yeah.
Get my tequila. Well, Tony, the owner, super, super nice guy, very devoted, good businessman. I gave him my tequila card 2 or 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. explained to him that if you mix this tequila the way I have it on this card, I'm convinced that you won't gain weight. You will not have mm-hmm. a hangover unless you're just completely foolish mm-hmm. if you use good tequila. And it will not secrete insulin and. So okay. I came back last night. He comes over to the table and said, I got to ask you something. I know I'm interrupting, but I have to ask you this question. He said, you know, the other day I decided to drink your drink. I got my card out you gave me with the recipe, and I had my bartender make it. He said, I don't think I've ever felt as good on alcohol that I felt after and during drinking that. He said, I'm printing new menus, and I want you to name that drink, and we're going to put it on the menu.
What'd you name it?
It is called
the Holistic.
Scott really helped me with this.
Okay.
Edward J's Sky High Tequila Elixir. I fly airplanes, Sky High, kind of alcoholy. So Edward J's with an S, Sky High Tequila Elixir. I will be famous at Portofino in East Ridge. Those menus last years. It's just like a highway that's been named after me.
Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of you.
Oh,
and
damn.
I love Scott. That's a horrible name. But I love y'all guys. You mm-hmm. guys are fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question.
Thought about asking you about the name.
That's
It's not in print yet, so I want feedback.
That's a long name, dude. Geez almighty.
What?
That's a long name.
I want to be noted.
Well, be noted
I'm not
for not
put
being
EJ's tequila. No.
I didn't say EJ's. You're now just throwing words in my mouth. I feel like we're having a political debate. You're saying things I never said. Hey, I have a question. So when you're drink, does it taste like tequila? What do you put in tequila to make it not taste like tequila?
You have to have the exact right amount of lemon. And here's the secret weapon. It has to be shaken hard with a lot of ice. It changes the whole game. If it does not have a little, if it's not yellow and has a little foam on top, then it's not done right.
Okay.
So it's that chemical reaction that creates this whole new
system. Is it sweet?
System.
Is it?
It's not sweet, but it's not bitter.
Okay. Right.
Tequila's agave and tequila make it work. And here's a second story.
How would you describe the drink? Seriously.
It is so smooth going down that it is like lemonade that's not really sweet lemonade. That's to me.
Okay.
But Justin, who is one of my new kind of partners in management of the warehouse. Jason. Jason and Matt, great guys, unbelievable. And they do consultations for people on warehousing issues.
Yeah.
I had him do a continuous glucose monitor. You know what those are.
Yeah.
They stick to your shoulders. And I am firmly convinced it can change the entire pattern of your health because it shows you minute to minute what blood sugar is doing. It also shows you trigger foods because anytime your blood sugar jacks too high or stays too high, you're damaging capillaries. You damage capillaries, you're decreasing blood flow. That is the beginning of the end for all systems. Just like oil coming out of the ground for Americans' needs for their car. If you cut it, you're going to end up starving something. And so I had him do this. Guess what? And this was pretty outstanding to me.
What?
I said, he came in last week. I said, let me see your phone. And I want to see all these numbers. He said, here's what's interesting, Ed. The lowest that I've ever had it after eating foods was when I drank your tequila drink. He said, I did not hardly even elevate blood sugar when I did the tequila drink.
Ooh, good
so
for you.
I'm not gonna demonize alcohol like everybody else is on TikTok right now. Like it's two drops that you're gonna live 5 years less. There is a sweet spot on all things in life, and if you can do the right one with the right dose and the right recipes, I think it adds, and it certainly adds pleasure to your emotional life if you can handle it and you're not a tendencies for alcoholism.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's why I feel about donuts. Yeah. Good job. What do we got?
Donuts are far more risky than what I've just talked about.
I know. I've just never had to. Yeah. Okay.
One of the things going around, hand mm-hmm. and foot disease. I don't know. We've had so many people in the store.
Hand and foot or is it mouth? Okay. Is it a hand and foot disease?
I think that's what
okay.
it's called.
I've heard
it
could of be mouth hand. And foot disease or mouth and hand. I've never heard of.
Look it up.
I am. I'm going to look it
up. I knew you would. So I am a slightly bit intoxicated from my ketamine therapy. This is therapy, not recreation.
No, you're right. There is a hand and foot disease.
That's right.
I apologize. It's hand, foot, and mouth disease.
It could be all three. Yes.
That's what I've always heard it.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. It goes through, I guess, all three of those.
My fault.
It is a virus.
Yes.
In traditional medical literature, it says there's nothing you can do for it. Well, of course, in the green pharmacy, there are things that help your body to be able to fight these viruses. And people don't know this, I would guess, but viruses actually aren't, like, you can't, they don't invade you like germs. They don't invade you like Russia did with Ukraine. They are actually sneaky little devils who sneak into your own cells or pieces of protein, and then they hijack your cells. And they turn your cells against, that kind of make them turn on the virus machine. So what we do is we have to educate our own body to help heal or at least manage some of these things. And things like olive leaf used appropriately, there's many different nutraceuticals. You could look it up on many different venues, but the one I like the best is Dr. Jockers, jockers.com. He is wonderful about looking up how do you and what do you do when you have certain things. So again, hand, foot, and mouth disease. How do we protect ourselves? It is really about sanitation and cleanliness. You know, again, it's contagious. You put it on your fingers. If you wash it off the next 15 minutes, you probably will be perfectly fine. I am very poor at spending the right time at the sink. We need to be I think I read the other day, if you can sing the happy birthday song three times, you know, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. If you do it three times, you've washed your hand. I doubt I would get to 1.5 birthday songs, but I'm just telling you, that
two
is
things.
Best.
Okay, two things on that. I'm not ever singing it three times, and this I've never done that. And two, I need to thank you for assuming that I did not know the happy birthday song. Of all the insulting things you've ever said to me on this program about either my relationships or my car or my fat gut, the fact that you thought you had to sing it to me to go, ooh, Clint, the happy birthday song, you know. The happy birthday song. Like, I was looking at you bewildered or something.
I know.
But I appreciate that.
The look was
You started singing it like I'm a moron.
The look was a bewildered look. Well, so I
only when you started singing it like it's a karaoke, the worst karaoke bar ever.
That I will have to admit guilt on that because
he looked me dead in the eye. Clint, the happy birthday song. You know, like, happy birthday.
Well, what if I was thinking there may be someone listening that might not have, they just moved to this country. Mm-hmm. They just came from Russia.
You should probably go back to your notes.
And they don't have any clue what this is, Glenn. I'm trying to look out for all parts of the species of humans.
Okay, good job. So well done.
Eskimos came down here and they never sang birthday songs.
First rule of being in a hole, quit digging. First rule. It's harder to get out of if you keep going.
I see no avenues out of this one.
There is. It's just whatever's next on your list, sir. This is called your transition point. Do you have another topic?
The transition point.
Yeah. Do you have another?
Are you transitioning?
Well, there we go again. You're just living the dream over here. I'm good.
I think it's time to probably take a break.
Jeez, you think?
Because Brandon Knight is here, a superstar of psychiatry, and it seems like you may need some of his assistance.
I absolutely do.
So, all right. Yeah. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Brandon Knight about holistic psychiatry. Very interesting stuff. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my co-host Clint Powell. And you may have heard in the past two or three times, we have many people on our staff, of several which are just elite. I call them elite professionals in the area of health empowerment. You can call them coaches, counselors, whatever you want. And today we have Brandon Knight with us that we're going to talk about a real interesting topic that very few individuals even discuss. And it's kind of been taboo, I probably across any traditional lines, to discuss this, because psychiatry is one of the most unfounded industries in the medical industry. One, there's very little proof of many of their ideas and their protocols. That doesn't mean that there's not value in it. I'm just saying, when you go into traditional medicine, there's a far more research. You can't really put your finger on emotions and trauma and PTSDs like you can a disease. But many of the things that started in psychiatry long ago have just held on, and when they should have expired decades in the past, but because of the closed-minded nature of most parts of the traditional medical model, it rarely changes because it has learned to make a great profit with the system in place. So me rambling on here, and I see Clint shaking his head. Yep, yeah, there he goes, rambling again.
We have 11-minute introduction.
Listen, we have a guest that has not even spoke one word
yet. Hold on, let me wake him up. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah. Welcome, Brandon Knight, to Vital Health Radio.
America.
Yeah. America. Wow. Bringing some off-air stuff onto air. Yeah.
Hey, Brandon has vast experience in this whole area of, and I'll let him define what that area is, but he has some insights that I think is very valuable to anyone who's struggling with how do I kind of help myself get out of this whole darkness, despair of my life, or, you know, what's going on in my head all the time? Why do I feel like I'm not really myself? Welcome again, Brandon, to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here.
What I know, you see a lot of people, and we do it in a legal way, but tell me maybe a little bit of your background. Introduce how this concept of what I think you and I talked about, integrative psychiatry. Is that the term that you want to use?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would be more accurate to say holistic psychiatry, okay. I guess. Integrative psychiatry is already taken by, you know, the Western model here to just involve a little bit more, I guess they would call coaching in the sense of lifestyle and being very, very comprehensive in what's covered in the sessions as far as different areas other than just simply going after whatever is going on with the emotional aspect and how things are being sabotaged. They expand out from that, because typically in psychiatry, you're looking at medicating emotions quite a bit as opposed to actually moving through them. And the moving through is a little bit of a different concept, and it's the way that counseling, I believe the new wave of counselors who are really doing a good job of actually bringing their patients and their clients to a point where they can actually heal a lot of what's going on and move through it, where supposedly that they don't have the anxiety that they had for years all of a sudden, and they don't have the depression they had for years all of a sudden, because they move toward somatic practices. By somatic, what I mean by that is toward practices that engage the body and where the body is concerned when it comes to trauma and holding in emotions and PTSD and things like that. There's a whole study around that. Dr. Peter Levine is one of the pioneers of it. He's the father of somatic therapy here in the States. And he noticed that, you know, wild animals, pardon me, wild animals have a way of dealing with emotions that's completely different than humans, even though they're mammals like us. You know, their nervous system responds to you know, neurotransmitters the same way that ours do for the most part, and they respond to antidepressants and things like that like we do. They have a very similar nervous system to us, if not the same in most cases. And he found that they don't sit around and become anxious or depressed in the wild. I mean, if they did that, then they would probably die, you know, being distracted by that state. And so what he noticed is that they move through the emotions immediately, they cycle through them right when they have them. So in other words, if they have a visceral trauma in the wild, let's say they lose part of their litter or they almost get eaten alive, then they shake, kick, scream, cry, holler until they get it out. Then they dysregulate like we do, but they come out as if nothing happened because they got all the energy, the trauma out of the body. And that's typically where trauma is actually stored, in the body, not necessarily thought processes around the brain. The brain is a tool of that, not necessarily something that guides the way that trauma is introduced. And that's where I think counseling and psychology have failed us in the past, because we focused mainly on it being a thinking process, as opposed to it being a holistic, a body-oriented processes that engages the mind, but it isn't something that is the only and sole focus as to where we can direct the focus, where we can direct the thoughts. There's actually body processes around this, and there's ways that we store trauma that affect our health, and there's whole studies around this now that have been proven by many doctors. And so it's a topic that I love and that I'm passionate about. I've been trained in for years. I've been counseling now for 15 years or so, and been in the industry for about 20. And I was apprenticed into somatic therapy and into Gestalt therapy for 7 years before I ever even came into my own and really working on people. And so it's been a fascinating field for me, because what I got introduced to was where it intersected and impacted the body. And that's what I believed in at the time. I'd already been in health for a good 10 years and wellness and holistic practices. And then when I encountered this form of therapy that didn't seek to medicate emotions as much unless it was absolutely necessary, and actually work with them and move through them, as opposed to trying to tiptoe around them or using cognitive behavioral therapy to try to change something so that you could manage your trauma better in life. I'm not saying those practices aren't valid, but they're only valid up to a certain point. At some point, you got to turn around and face exactly what's driving you. And there are practices that you can use that engage the body, that engages the way in which we were meant to move through those emotions and cycle through them, a lot like the wild mammals do. So
I love so much of what you said resonates with myself, and I often use the word ancient wisdom. And when we go back to even thinking of ourselves, somebody just ran a red light, you almost got hit. Guess what happens? Most of us shake.
Yes.
I remember I had a really tough landing in the plane about 2 years ago coming from Cleveland. We had a wind shear. I've never had a wind shear. And it turned the plane sideways. I had to make 3 attempts to land. Hey, I made the attempts, finally made it land. But when I finally stopped that plane, my foot was shaking so badly, it was hard to get out of the plane. Well, that's nothing negative. That was that, well, you tell me, Brandon, that was part of the visceral healing that my body needed at that moment. But you expand on that tremendously with incorporating the fact that we need to work with the memory of the body of trauma along with the subconscious and subconsciousness. I don't think the conscious brain can fix its own conscious inabilities.
That's exactly right, Ed. That's a good way of putting it. You know, the subconscious is very primal. The subconscious only understands life in ones and zeros. So when we encounter, in other words, it only understands yes and no. Did it almost kill me? Yes, then that's something we need to have a survival mechanism around and react to. Does it feel good? Yes, then that means we need to calm down and everything's okay, and there's endorphins released in the body and different things that happen. But in either case, what happens is, and you were exactly right, your body is having an automatic process when it shakes like that to deal with the trauma that's happening. And there's a way that you can actually deepen that and make it safe to deal with past trauma and bring that in into a place where, if you're having patterns that sabotage your relationship, sabotage the way in which you're earning money, sabotage the way in which you're healing your body. Because now we know Dr. Joe Dispenza and many other doctors that are out there, and Dr. Joe Dispenza is a chiropractor, but he's very well read and very well connected and educated on what he's talking about in this realm, and has a lot of experience in it. But you know, the way that we store trauma actually changes the way that cells signal. It changes the way the microbiome talks to each other. It changes the way that synapses fire in the brain, all for the detriment. It changes the way that adrenaline pumps into the system on a consistent basis. And this is not just trauma that happens in your present day. This is trauma that can be stored from childhood on that affects you this way.
That and the symptoms, again, normally, and you tell me, anxiety, depression, despair, lack of ability to focus, right. Brain fog, all of these things.
But a quick question. Yeah. Is this, and again, this is where you get to correct me. This is an assumption I'm making, but it seems like, going back to that ancient wisdom part of it, whether it's a divorce or you've lost your job, I've been down this road a few times. All of a sudden, you know what I start doing? There's two ways to do it. You sit in the pain. Like, I'm not leaving the house. I'm not going to go to the gym. I'm just going to Netflix. I am going to just cocoon myself.
Call distraction.
And all I'm going to do is think about the pain. That's all I'm like. Then there's the other way of getting the body involved. And I'm wondering if this is the correlation on a much shallow, on a shallow level, without going deeper. Some people get active. Their body starts getting active. They start watching what they're putting into their system. They become more regular. Why? Because I'm eating better foods all of a sudden. I start becoming a little more aware that I'm not in a healthy place physically, which may be one of those signs that we start paying attention to. We may have been unhealthy in our mind for years, and the body's just finally starting to show us, hey, you just stuff you got to deal with. But it's really weird when we go through that. I tell people, get active. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's just like a shallow way of looking at that.
No, not necessarily. You're tapping into the truth of it. So at the very beginning of it here. So let's delineate some things. Number one, forward movement really helps with trauma. Mm-hmm. So if you're experiencing emotions either from childhood or from present, that's really disturbing for you, or that's bringing up a lot of feelings, jog. You know, get out and jog, get out and walk forward, power walk forward, whatever you can do to move forward as fast as you can without hurting yourself. Do that, because forward movement, while you're feeling the feelings, really helps dissipate it. That's what mammals have done for millennia. I mean, mammals in general, what they do is forward motion with trauma. And so that's how we've always dealt with things for a very long time. That's a somatic practice, is forward motion, okay. Right? And dealing with trauma. So there's something to what you're saying. And getting busy is good. The thing that you want to look at is, here's the concept that we're missing in today's world, right? That we've left behind a lot, we're trained out of, is that we must remain connected in how we're feeling in order to heal it. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is we have to have attention and validation. Right. So emotions require two things in order to really be met and then dissipate completely, so that there's no anxiety and depression left over, or very little, or it's really turned down. One of those options. Right. So it needs validation and it needs expression. Mm-hmm. You have to have both those things. And by validation, what I mean is real support, real attention from someone who knows how to really give you good attention through that. Mm-hmm. And that's what actually love is, and action is attention. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when you're receiving good attention from a counselor who really knows what they're doing and they're trauma informed, and they're trained a little bit in the direction that I am and things like that, and they're walking you through some things, and they're giving you really good attention, and you can tell kind of the energy of the room drops, and they're really with you.
Right.
Right. And when that happens, then you feel safe enough to go to places inside you normally wouldn't have before. Well, what happens there is we were always meant to unfold everything that we're dealing with and heal it through connection. Mm-hmm. That comes from tribal living for so long. So for thousands of years, we lived in tribes, right?
Right.
And what we got used to was healing in a group of people with all their body energy around us, all the way that they can support us, and all that attention that they could give us. Mm-hmm. Right. In today's world, the tribes that we're born into, right,
they're distracted tribes, man.
They're very distracted tribes.
I'm listening to you while I'm doing six other things.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And you know, I mean, think about what parents know about emotions today. I mean, who in your past approached you and said, hey, you're the most important thing in the world to me, so that means I'm paying close attention, just like what I've been saying to you. Mm-hmm. And I can tell that you're hurting. So why don't I be with you in that? Mm-hmm. Why don't I teach you how to move through the emotions properly so that you don't become a victim to them?
Yeah.
Why don't I teach you how to have strength in that and master it and teach you how to come out of it in a way where you're on top of it as opposed to under it the whole day and victimized by it? And let's just move through this in a way that creates strength for you and health.
Yeah, two things, and I'm going to give it to you and Ed to wrap up. But first of all, it's a lot of us just put it in a suitcase, zip it up like it's not there, and then drag it with us, and it becomes heavy.
Yeah. Yes.
And I heard a divorce coach of mine talk to me, and they said the problem with men especially is that they think emotions are bad, and they usually emotions and feelings are all, they're not bad or good. They're there to tell you something. And by denying it, you're ignoring it, and the body will just keep, it'll keep teaching the same things until you learn the lesson.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah. So, yeah.
And what I love about you, Brandon, is you also integrate the fact that the walking, but also some of the nutritional parts of too. We need to supplement. And, you know, you are available for people if they feel the need for it. And I love, I remember reading and listening to someone who's talked about the famous counselor psychologist Carl Rogers, and they actually used the term devout listener. He was such a listener that he didn't really have to speak in order to help people heal.
Right.
And that is just what you spoke about, was that that intimate connection where there's safety and there's partnershiping and we don't feel so alone and dark and despairing, and that we do have partners on this journey. So for people who want to learn more about you or perhaps make an appointment, what would they do?
You can email me, Brandon@nutritionw.com. You can also call my office, 423-654-7773. You can also go to the Nutrition World website, www.nutritionw.com/Brandon-Knight, and that'll pull up my profile, and you'll be able to book and schedule from there. So that's the ways you can contact me.
And we are going to have, and I don't know if you know this, Dr. Pavey from Life Extension will be coming to Nutrition World doing a lecture on the neurotransmitter test that they offer. This is very interesting because you go to a physician, you know, psychiatrist, and some are great. There's no doubt. There's some people living because they do go to the right people. But here's the deal. We want you to take this pill. Can you test me for a deficiency to see if I am deficient in serotonin or dopamine or any of the other neurotransmitters? No, we can't. Well, actually, you can. You can test for markers for those deficiencies. What does that mean? There's evidence that you are low. There's evidence that you're high based on certain downstream effects of the metabolism. And it's a urine test. And I have recommended it many times over the years. My daughter did it, found out she was extremely low on one of the neurotransmitters. You can take certain nutrients to help the brain build more of those. So I don't have the date at this moment, but she will be coming in September, Dr. Pavey. And that is how we use this massive partnership between passionate, skilled individuals to create this orchestra of empowerment for individuals in the city of Chattanooga. It is my legacy. That is what I built, and that will be continued as long as I have breath. And I certainly believe Katie will follow up with that for her next 40, 50 years. So thank you, Brandon. And again, nutritionw.com. You can go and book with Brandon there or read more about it. Brandon participated in our anxiety clinic that we did 2 years ago with three other experts. One was Josh Porter, myself, Rev, and Dr. Brian Johnson. So if you go on Nutrition W, if anxiety is your issue, you can actually just pay a modest fee to get this, I think, six-hour anxiety clinic off NutritionW.com. So wonderful to have you here again, and I know you're going on a trip, so safe travels to you, Brandon.
Thank you, Ed. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Really glad to be here.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got about 2 inches of notes for empowering you with your health and occasionally jabbing at the co-host, Clint Powell.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. More to come. More jabs to come as we continue for Clint Powell and Ed Jones. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m.
for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a great radio show about all things Chattanooga.
Don't miss it. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you. It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms. Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my great donut-eating Krispy Kreme partner, Clint Powell. He had confessions earlier I will not speak about. It is unspeakable things that happened in Clint Powell's life.
My diet, yeah.
And
well, you and I represent both sides. I think we are a healthy representation of what probably most people live right in the middle.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think I represent the other side of the coin.
The other side of the track, the railroad tracks.
Yeah, whatever. Dichotomy, whatever you want to do. Yeah, it's a different perspective. Paradigm, whatever. Yeah, gotcha.
I want to say that I went to the Mexican grocery store right down from the store. It's right there at Airport Road and Lee Highway.
Yeah.
Never been there before. Watched it for years and years. Well, my workout partner, Will Keebler, had gone there last Sunday. Said, unbelievable selection of certain healthy foods. So I went with Cody, and we did a video, which is out on Instagram. Awesome. I was fully blown away. They had a meat section that had, Will was telling me he bought these fajitas there, already had the bell peppers, onions, everything is mixed in. You just throw them on the grill. They had this fish with breading that looked phenomenal. They had a fish department. I wouldn't buy the fish, but there was zero fishy smell. Even in good kind of fish market, sometimes you smell the fish. You didn't smell it at all. I bought some coffee there that I love strong coffee. Blacker, the best, the better. And I made it this morning, and it rocked my soul. It is knocks your head back kind of coffee. I've never seen it sold anywhere else. I will say the Latino community is not well versed on the fact that excess carbohydrates and bad oils are very harmful, because I'm sure, well, I'm not sure, I'm 100% sure that there was a point in history, like in the 1940s or 50s, where the foods were not processed. They could not have purchased vegetable oils,
right,
and other bad foods like they do now. They just, it seems easy and convenient.
Well, so it's just like with everybody else, whether you're Hispanic or, you know, whatever race you are, we all have access to those conveniences now that we didn't have 150 years ago.
But I don't think they understand that that's not healthy stuff. I just truly don't. Because most people don't.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, it's not just them.
I just got there talking about eating donuts. Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm as Irish as they come. So.
And also, I started boxing. I did a post on Instagram.
Oh, good for you. I'm off social media. I didn't know that.
And
good for you.
I tend to forget how brutal hitting the heavy bag is. Because Dr. Peter Attia, who was one of my big mentors, he talks about VO2 max training. What is that? That's the ability of the lungs to exchange oxygen. It's the number one correlated number to your mortality. The further down your VO2 max goes, the quicker you will die.
Right.
Of all diseases, all the way across the board. So what do we do about that? You're not going to build it walking the track. You're not going to build it cutting the grass or walking on a treadmill at what we call zone two. Zone two is where you can still carry a conversation. You have to do it by what we call kind of high intensity training, where you're going all out for a short period of time. Now, I've been doing that on the Airdyne bicycle, but I decided I'd do it on the punching bag. Oh my gosh. I know you know because you do a bunch of this. I know your VO2 max must be really excellent. I don't know. It's
got
to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just gotten better. My cardio has gotten better. You know, Andy will let me know. He's like, hey, man, he's having to push me a little more. And that's the thing I like about boxing is it's every athletic endeavor really is. But when you hit a certain level and you think, oh, I figured it out. No, you haven't.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And Andy's really good. As soon as I act cockier, it seems like I'm not about to throw up. He goes, how are you feeling? Like, I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, okay, great. Because now we're going to not feel good for the next 20, 30 minutes.
Well, that's building VO2 max. I will say that we all are excited, and you were part of all this too. We brought in together an amazing organization of people since January 2nd to launch our new shopping website.
Right.
And I know that sounds like, okay, you just make a few calls and you get something added. No, it's taken us 6 hard months. And one reason is because we are, and I spoke to the staff about this, I said we're making history. How are we making history? Well, it's one of the few, well, to me, the only locally owned health food store that if you need your magnesium at 3 o'clock, you can go click and you'll have it at 4 o'clock, because DoorDash will deliver anything that you would like within 12 miles. Amazing. For $7.99. There are times when that $8 means nothing. If I were sitting at home and all of a sudden, gosh, all of a sudden I'm getting sickly from who knows what,
right,
and I don't have my oregano capsules, my olive leaf capsules, or my colloidal silver due to whatever reason, believe it or not, I don't have those because I'm there every day. I would grab them if I did. But,
right,
you know, even on a Saturday night, if I'm feeling lousy, I'm not going to get in the car and go. So I could on I couldn't on Sunday because we're closed. But on Monday through Saturday, I could just click, and there it is in 50 minutes. It just that's one of the blessings of COVID that would never have happened without COVID.
Two quick things. One is the site is way more – it's user-friendly now. Because when you start typing in things, it will kind of auto-correct or direct you to make. Because some of the products you sell are very challenging to get right on the spelling and search. Second thing your website does, and we just had this conversation with Brandon. I don't know of another nutritional store that has the practitioners you have and the support of consultants and coaches that you have. So it's a unique store, not only from the online component, but from the services provided.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And I know, again, you didn't, and probably, I probably told you this, but I sold my Harley last week. I gave it to Sean at the Harley Davidson dealership on Lee Highway. And he's just such a great guy, and he does the right thing, very ethical. And so that chapter of my life is closed, and I'm very, very happy about that.
You could have given that to me as a gift, but that's okay.
That's all right.
No, yeah. I've decided I care about you. That's why I would not give you a freaking Harley Davidson.
I've had a motorcycle. I miss a motorcycle.
Yeah, had is right.
And that's true.
And had is in the past.
Oh, wow, thank you.
Katie and I went on 3 Plus U last Friday, and we talked about how do you empower yourself with your team. When I say team, free team, I'm talking about apps, websites. I look at them every morning for between 15 and 35 minutes because I want to see what Dr. Peter Attia is saying. I want to see what Dr. Saladino is saying. And they have these short clips. We don't have to sit there like we did in school. And if you do this every day, the amount of information is monumental.
Yeah.
And if I need to remember something, I will write it on my hand. As you see, there's ink on my hand right now, Clint.
Yeah.
And that way, all day long, I look at these little snippets of info. That way, it sinks deeper into the noggin. But the one that I spoke about on Julie's 3 Plus U is there's the Dr. Peter Attia. It's called The Drive. The Drive by DrPeterAttia.com. You can just look it up, Google that, and subscribe. It's a free service. You can do a paid service, but the free is all you need. Secondly, Mercola.com. He still has one of the finest websites that there is. Dr. Jockers, JOCKERS.com. Unbelievable for looking up research on any health disorder. Insight Timer, my go-to for meditation, calming, even my chronic pain. They have meditations for chronic pain back when I had the hip problems. Seed Oil Scout, the app that will rate restaurants who are using either what we call seed oils, which are the demise of health, in my opinion, which are vegetable oils, safflower oil, canola oil, all of the things made from what we think would be healthy, but just the process at making it with hexanes and chemicals that make it so unhealthy. And it takes 6 to 7 years to get seed oils out of your body. And it damages the endothelial lining, which is the artery lining, which is increasing heart disease significantly. But because it's so easy, cheap, and tastes great, no one's going to attack it because food manufacturers need it. And you couldn't buy a Twinkie for the low cost that you did if you actually used real oils. And then Nutrition World's YouTube channel, that is beyond belief. I've got a story here that I think is just so, so interesting to geeks like me. I've always, you know, in 45 years, so many people have talked about a raw food diet. You know, raw food is the way nature meant us to eat foods and. In fact, I did a podcast with Chris Wark, who had stage 3 or 4 colon cancer at about 35 years old. Mm. And he went on a raw food diet and cured himself. He wrote a book, and he's totally popular about how to help yourself in these significantly trying times of cancer. But now keep in mind, this is 1838, Clint, and this is true. This is totally documented. But I'm going to read a little bit about this. Basic knowledge about the digestion of raw and cooked food comes to us in a result of a very unfortunate accident in which a Canadian named Alexis St. Martin, he received a gunshot wound to the stomach. Now, keep in mind, this is 1838. The wound did not fully heal. It left an opening that allowed the curious to view the workings of the stomach.
Oh, wow.
Fortunately, the doctor who treated him, which was a U.S. Army surgeon named William Beaumont, was not only curious, but meticulous and thorough. He performed many experiences by dangling food on a string into St. Martin's stomach and then pulling it out later to observe the extent of the digestion. He recorded how quickly do various foods eaten by St. Martin leave the stomach, and for 10 years, he performed over 200 studies on this hapless subject, and they were all published in his books, Experiments and Observations on the Gastric Juice and the Physiology of Digestion, 1838. Well, this is the conclusion to all of that, which I found it so interesting. Articles of diet suspended by a silk string and fastened at proper distances so as to pass in without pain. A piece of highly seasoned beef, a piece of raw salted fat pork, a piece of raw salted lean beef, a piece of stale bread, and a bunch of raw cabbage, each weighing different grams. Well, on the introduction of the food, he noted that the stomach, which is a muscle, would begin to churn and its color would brighten. Of course it is. And that's when you see the endoscopies with all the real, real red. It's supposed to not stay bright all the time, only when you're eating. But that's due to the increased blood flow. And it was followed by a gradual appearance of little fine lucid specks that were rising through the transparent mucus coating. And they seemed to burst and discharge themselves at the very point of the food, which would break the food down. But he also discovered that the gastric juices had to contain hydrochloric acid. That's one reason we sell hydrochloric for people who are deficient, or the food would not digest. But here's the interesting part. Pieces of raw potato, when they were submitted into his belly, almost entirely resisted its action. Well, now we're not eating raw potatoes too much anymore. But he said boiled beef introduced at noon was gone by 2 p.m. So beef itself, 2 hours is all it took. The raw foods were almost not digested, and we're talking raw vegetables. So
how has this been? So is that good or bad?
Well, it's dismissing the myth somewhat that we should be living on all raw foods.
So two things, real quick. Yeah. Two things. Well, maybe three. I don't know. I'll go with two. I may add a third. One, that's a disgusting story.
Very much. I would agree.
You said a lot of words in there that I had to snarl at. Gastric juices, open wound, bursting, whatever. And then, but that's why we have fire, is to cook things. I mean, you know, God gave us fire just like he gave us raw food. I think it's up to us to use it correctly. And three, I love when you bring in stuff like that because it is this old, ancient stuff that we haven't really known about. And here it is. You're bringing it into today's terms. I like that.
And there's nothing wrong with looking back on history, even though they were outdated, because these experiments, I doubt they would be done today. I mean, 1838, they didn't have the surgeries to heal or close his wound.
Right.
And how cool it is that they could actually watch it. So, yes, yeah, and especially yeah. beef. We're talking about, you look at those TV shows of all the tigers eating, you know, the zebra that it just killed. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, their systems are different than humans because it needed to be cooked for this to have happened.
Yeah.
So, I'm not like leaving here hungry right at this moment. That's for sure.
I am. It doesn't matter. I can hear a disgusting story and still be starving right now.
Going to KK?
No, I got to go to a football clinic after this. But okay. I can tell you at 10 o'clock tonight, something unhealthy is going in Clint's body.
Well, maybe you could just load something healthy and then just get through that, and then you wouldn't even care about it.
There's no place I can drive through to get healthy food. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if Nutrition World had DoorDash at 10 o'clock at night, you could get something.
Y'all should start a restaurant. You should start a Nutrition
Everybody
World.
Everybody says that.
You should do your own food. Just come up with 6 or 7 options so you're not having to. That's one thing. We don't need a bunch of options.
I know.
Just give us like 4 or 5 good options that I can eat the same thing every day.
I can too.
And just put it through a drive-thru. Let me come through the stupid drive-thru. Put it down there by the warehouse. Put it on the outside of it. And I'll just drive through and pick it up every day. Back to you, sir.
You know, the food babe on Instagram. Love her. And this is something I thought about, never had any statistics on it. But what about these foods that are wrapped in plastic containers, wrapped in wrappers that are made of plastic or have some inside lining of it on the outside? Well, she did a big expose on the health-damaging plastic chemicals in fast food. Now, there's something called phthalates. Phthalates are totally disruptive to our endocrine system. That means, you know, guys that have man boobs like you.
I don't care. Use me as your example.
If you don't want to get man boobs, Clint, then you want to watch out for phthalates because they can be destructive for your whole overall health, including lowering testosterone, lowering sperm count, and women, they're awful because they can increase breast cancer rate. So she finally found, or did, sometimes these people, in fact, I think a person did this, that tested for phthalates, Wendy's crispy chicken nuggets. Now, I don't have a scale for this, but Wendy's chickens had 33,000 milligrams, which is supposed to be skyrocketing amounts. Moe's Southwest Grill, 24,000. And they're thinking this came from the containers that they were put in because the heat of the food in the container was not phthalate-free, so it's going to absorb it. And then the Burger King, you ate Burger King the other day, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
It says Burger King Whopper with cheese had 20,000 phthalates.
I don't need cheese or any of that, but yeah, I eat burger.
But again,
you don't know if that's good or bad.
I thought that they put that in paper.
They do, but it's a plastic coated paper. Oh, okay. It's not true paper. Okay. I wonder, you know the baked potatoes you can buy at the store that have the plastic on you can put in the microwave?
Yeah.
I use those. Ooh. I bet those are bad. I bet they're horrible.
And McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese only had 9,900. So the McDonald's had 70% less phthalates than Wendy's chicken nuggets. Interesting.
Yeah.
All
I heard you say is if you eat certain things, women will get man boobs, which I thought was a little weird, but that's okay.
I think you got a little crossed up on that.
I wasn't really listening. But I know we had to take a break. Yeah.
All right. It is time to take the break. When we come back, a couple of words of wisdom and a couple more points to make and for empowering you with your health. That as we continue for Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Drop your
105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Optimize You. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2023? They'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and I love reading old philosophers' writings, and Kierkegaard is one that I read this, and I truly embrace a lot of this wisdom. Above all, do not lose your desire to walk. Every day, I walk myself into a state of well-being and walk away from every illness. I have walked myself into my best thoughts, and I know of no thought so burdensome that one cannot walk away from it. But by sitting still, and the more one sits still, the closer one comes to feeling ill. Thus, if one just keeps on walking, everything will be all right. I like the optimism of that. In fact, Brandon even spoke about the fact that moving forward, the body is built to move. We rust far quicker than we wear out. So that's very, and you know, yesterday, I felt crappy. I had one of those just crappy days, and I got up. If I'd been my normal, probably 25 to 35 year old, I would have said, nope, going back to bed, going to rest. But I didn't. I went to the gym, felt so much better, as you do when you go. Clint, tell people about your podcast, because you are starting to rock and roll even better with so many interesting guests.
Well, here's the great thing. I have now changed everything to where if you want to find all of my podcasts, whether it's Crime, whether it's Vital Health Radio, Dayfire Podcast, Crime Cast, Of By and For the People, Oath and Pledge for Veterans, all you have to do is go to DaringTheBreakPodcast.com, and they're all there. Links to every podcast I have or any radio show I'm part of, DaringTheBreakPodcast.com. And that means when this podcast comes out, a radio show comes out as a podcast on Tuesdays, you can find it there.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I was so pleased to see that. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.